Hey there, welcome to this week's episode of Intentional Living. I am your host, Susie Rollins, your holistic health and wellness coach. I help you increase your confidence through daily intentional living so that you can experience living your best life. And in this week's episode, we are going to explore how mindful eating can improve your digestion. This entire month, we're talking about mindfulness and how it affects your overall health. So let's kind of just dig right in and talk about how digestion happens, just so that as we go through the rest of the conversation, we kind of understand, right? So digestion is a process of breaking down food into smaller parts so that your body can absorb the nutrients that it needs, right? So it starts right here in the mouth with chewing and saliva, and it helps to start breaking down the food. And then it kind of just travels down your esophagus into your stomach, where stomach acids and enzymes continue to break down that food. And then it's partially digested food that moves through your small intestine, where the nutrients are absorbed into your bloodstream. So a pretty important step, right? The remaining waste passes through your large intestine, and where water is absorbed, and the waste can eventually eliminate your body, right? So it's a pretty important thing. And overall digestion is kind of complex. It's a process in our body, and it helps our body get the energy and nutrients in order to function properly. And so when we can use mindful eating to improve our digestion, which I have been doing because I have in the past been a very, very fast eater, which probably means, if I'm being honest, I'm not chewing my food all the way in. So then that very first step of breaking down the food, I'm making it harder on the other steps in my body. So this is one that I have been really working on. So now let's go ahead and talk about how mindfulness and the eating can help that digestion. So there's no lie, we live in a fast-paced world, and everything seems to be rushed or hurried. And we kind of just get trapped in maybe some moments of mindless eating. And so in those moments, we might actually consume meals or snacks very hastily, or not, you know, we're not really registering them with our taste. We're just kind of consuming them. We're not worried about the taste. We're not worried about the texture. It's just the act of eating it by itself. So maybe you're just like so hungry that you just eat. Been there, done that. So taking away the step of really enjoying your meals can just really wreak havoc on your digestive system. And so when you enter a thought process of more mindful eating, it's a practice that really just cultivates a deeper appreciation for food, but also promotes better digestion and overall well-being. So we did talk last week a little bit about the mindful eating and, you know, just exploring the taste, the texture, all those types of things. And so mindful eating involves both being present physically and mentally during your meals and just savoring every bite with the intention and gratitude. And I think that's kind of huge, the gratitude of the meal, right? So if we slow down and we just pay attention to our sensory details that are involved in eating, we can better tune in to our body's hunger, the fullness cues, leading to just a healthier relationship with food and overall better digestion. And so last week we did talk about a couple of the things. So I'm just going to kind of go over those and remind you. Number one, slowing down. Take time during your meals to really chew your food thoroughly. Pay attention to the taste, the texture, the smell, all those kinds of things. And this just helps in that first step of digestion to help really break down the food. So be a full body experience with the food, right? And then we talked about, I kind of just did it, but the senses, right? So the texture of the food, the smell, just what sensations come along with that kind of food. So that is just kind of a recap of what we talked about last week, you guys. But a couple of more things when it comes to really mindful eating. And I think that I know I have been guilty of this as well, is eliminating the distractions. So turn off the TV, put away your phone. and just create a peaceful eating environment. And some people are like, oh, right there, I stopped listening to you. Minimize those distractions and allow you to focus solely on the act of eating so that you can be more aware of your hunger and those fullness cues. I know our family tends to play dice or some kind of game while we're eating, and that can be very distracting to the eating process as well. So just eliminate those distractions, right? Practice gratitude before diving into your meal, right? So just take a moment to express gratitude for the nourishment that this meal is going to provide you, and just have an appreciation for your food and the meal that you're about to partake in can deepen your connection and enhance your eating experience. And then I think that so many of us, I know myself included, are really guilty of not listening to our body. So when we tune into our body's hunger and our fullness signals throughout the meal, we will be able to eat just until we're satisfied rather than stuffed. And we can trust our body to guide us in the nourishing those choices. I know in my classes, we learned about the, I think it's the 80% rule. So eat till you're 80% full. Some, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in eating a little bit too quickly. And so we eat until our body says we're full, but sometimes that's actually past the point of full because we were eating just a little bit too fast, right? Guilty, totally guilty. That's probably the biggest thing that I'm guilty in when it comes to this. So this is a place where I am really digging in. I'm trying to be more aware in this area. And this is why I wanted to share this, because I know I can't be the only one out there that needs to practice more mindful eating. And I just think that if we can incorporate some of these simple practices in our daily routine, we can transform our relationship with food, promote better digestion, and just overall well-being. And when we're paying attention to, is this food nourishing my body or is it literally just filling a hole in my stomach? And I think that's going to change maybe some of the food choices that we have too. So I hope that this helps you guys. And just remember, honestly, we're not going for perfection. We're just going for progress. And if you can, as you eat, I just have a sense of awareness and appreciation for the nourishment that the food provides you, I think that that's going to go a long way, and you can incorporate it and just take it further in your mindful eating practices. So just to recap, we're going to slow down. Guilty, slow down. We're going to savor every bite, and we're going to nourish our body from the inside out. And I promise our digestive systems are going to thank us for it. You guys, as always, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Intentional Living. I hope that you have learned something new and that you are inspired to live more intentional. Please subscribe to this podcast wherever you might be listening to it, and leave a review on your favorite podcast app, and then definitely share it with your friends and family.